We are on Daf Chof Tesem at Beis. Let us again start from the Bereisim. Tano Rabbonon Lilmoy Teiro Velisa Isha. There are two mitzvahs that a person has to do: Limud HaTeire and Velisa Isha, to marry an Isha. Is the Bereisim says Yilmoy Teiro V'Achakach Yisa Isha. He should learn Torah, and then he should marry. It mentioned yesterday the Shulchan Aruch HaRabbis Mevaya. Even though we have a klal that mitzvah sheyefshel iskayim al yedei acherim mevatlin talmud Torah avuha. So there's a mitzvah rabbi of Pirya Berivye. So why do we say Yilmei Teire v'achakach Yisa Isha? So he says, because if it'll be Yisa Isha, the Gemara will say later, Rechayim b'tzabori b'yasek b'teire, so he'll lose the opportunity of acquiring Yediyas HaTeire. There's an Azman Mugbal, a person is capable of learning Kol HaTeire Kule, the Tayag Mitzvahs, Bekitzer, Lefi Taimam. And he has this capability of knowing Kol HaTeire Kule. That's the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTeire. If he'll enter into a matzav of Nisuim, which brings with it Tildes, Rechaim B'Tzavori V'Yasek B'Teire, so he'll be Oiker in Mevatel, this mitzvah of Yediyas HaTeire. So therefore, the Bereisa says, Lilmei Teire V'Lisa Isha, Yilmei Teire V'Achakach Yisa Isha. That halacha that we have, the Mevatlim Talmud Teire, Bishvil Mitzvah Sheyefshel Iskayim HaYidei Acherim, that is speaking about the mitzvah of Esek HaTeire, of Limud HaTeire. A person is Mechuyiv Keseda to learn. So on that there's a halacha, if there's a mitzvah that comes up and it cannot be in the skyim only through him, so in the mitzvah of Esek HaTeire, Limud HaTeire, he's mafsik, he does the mitzvah, and then he goes back to learn. But here we're speaking about the inyan of Yediyas HaTeire. V'mi'ev shaloi b'lo isha. What is if without an isha, it's liboy matridoy. He can't concentrate, he can't learn. You can't tell him yilmoy teire. Does not have a leiv to learn teire. So then yisa isha ba'achakach yilmoy teire. And there the cheshman is poshut, because yediyas HaTeire won't have sai v'sai. Yev shaloi b'lo isha. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmu halacha, Naisa Isha Bachakach Yilmei Teire. Now all of a sudden Shmuel says, Punkfakert. The Seder is Naisa Isha Bachakach Yilmei Teire. Rabbi Yechnen Omar Rechaim Betzavori V'yasik Beteire. V'loi Pligi Halom V'holohu. Halom for us, that means for the Pashtist, where Rashi learns Pshat is going, Shmuel was a Ben Bovel. For the Bnei Bovel, we have this Anhag of Shmuel, Naise Isha V'Achakach Yilmei Teire. Bolohu, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, by them, there's a Seder that Yilmei Teire V'Achakach Yisa Isha. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Halom halohu b'nei bavol ayahilchin v'gershin mishnayis hatanoim be'eretz Yisrael. The b'nei bavol, after their marriage, used to leave Bavel and come to Eretz Yisrael. U'mitoich shaloimdim chutz l'mkaimam. So since they were not learning b'mkaimam, they left Bavel. Ein tzolchei habayis mutolim olav. So there's no problem of tzolchei habayis. That means after the marriage is not come, does not bring with it tirdis, they're out of town, they're not Yisrael, is naisa isha. So memele, the have beloy hiru, v'achakach hoylech beloy meitayr. That means, so Rashi is telling us that be'emesin, the anhoge of yilmeit teire, v'achakach yisa isha, mitzad echot, is not so lechatchiladik, because then it is not a teire betahare. There's a teire that comes with it, hirure yavere. But what should one do? The other alternative is, yise ishe v'achekach yilmei teire, so it'll be rechaim b'tzavori, then he'll lose this whole opportunity. So it's kedai to limud teire, even though it's not in the maximum madrega of tare, but al kaponim he'll eventually be able to get a yediyah from kol ha-teire kula, and then yisei isha. But the Bnei Bavel had a opportunity to learn teire betare, and they did not have the disadvantage of marriage of rechaim betzavore. They got married, and then they left. They left Bavel and came to Eretz Yisrael. So the tirdis of Tzorchei Abayis did not apply to them. Tare they had, because they were married already. So for the Bnei Bavel, Shmuel said, Noisei Yishev Achakach Yilmei Tare. This is the ideal situation. Yeva Tare V'Tare. Yevateira without tildes. So this is the ideal situation. Lohu, but Libnei Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechina was from a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Haloimdim bim Kaimam, Im Noise Isha, Yetzoche Bayis, Butalam Olav. If they're home, if they're remaining home, so the Tzoche Abayis is Mutalam Olav, Viyavat Luhu, and that'll be Mavatlam from learning. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rechaim betzavori v'yasek betoire. So therefore, let us first chaparayin yediyas ha-toire, and then we'll get married. Zog Taisvitz, halon b'holohu, perish bekuntres, b'nei bovel hoyu hoilchin v'gersin mishnayis ha-tanoim b'eretz Yisrael. U'mitoich sheloim dem chutzlum kaimon, Ein tzolchei habayis mutal aleyem. Noi seish, v'ahava lei b'loi hiru, v'achakach lei metoirem. Holohu levnei eretz yisol haloim dim bim kaimam. Im noi seish, yekol tzolchei habayis mutal amolo, v'yivat luhu. So my mele, by the bnei eretz yisrael, this is a seder, yul metoir v'achakach yisei isho, so al kaponim will be able to ensure that will be able to acquire Yediyas HaTorah. V'koshe l'Rabbeinu Tam, d'mashme, d'komar Shmuel d'noisei isha t'chile, k'dei liyeis b'loi hira. That's the bonus that Shmuel had for the Bnei Bavel. They can learn Torah without hira, so their Torah will be on a higher level, on a higher madrege. In Kena Kati Yikehiro, Kivin Shahilchim Lumait Chutzlim Kaimam. So, what did you accomplish? If the Nisuin is going to be making in a hero, that is only if you have a Pas Pesaloi and you have Ishta Imai. But if they're going to Eretz Yisrael, so what did you accomplish? I wanted to perhaps explain the Machlokes, Tashi and Tosfos. Later I found Baruch Hashem, the Amakne more or less says the same Yisod. There's a Machlokes HaPoskim, a Machlokes, the Mogen Avrom, and the Beis Shmuel. In Erech Chaim, Simen Gimel, Sif Yudalet, it's brought down, Yizoyer Shlo Yoichaz Ba'omo V'yashti. One should not be oiches ba'omad b'shas hashtonim. Elo im kein hu nosui. But if he's a nosui, then there's no problem. Zakte Morgan Avraham, Nisivkot Yudalit, Nirali, Vim Ein Ishtoi Imoi, but what if it's Ein Ishtoi Imoi, Oishehi Nida, Shehu Asa, is that what the Mechaba was matter, Bishas Hashtone, Achiza Sa'omo, that is Tavke, by a nosi, that is dafke if it's ishta imoy. But if he's away from his isha, or she's asur aloy, so then there's no heter of a nosi. This is the shita samogin avro. In Eben Ezer Simachov Gimel, Siv Dalet, there it's brought down the same aloche, vim hoya nosi muta, there it says the same thing. So there the Beishmul says, Siv Kodin Dalet, afilu ein ishta imoy. Nosu is mutar afilo ein ishtayimai. The Birui Aloche brings down a Tosis in Yumedaf Yudches. The Tosis says, Davke lebocha delay nosa ma'ilam. And that's what it says in the Miri Shabbos Kuftes. And the Smak says, Nosu ve ishtayimai mutar. So we see there's a machloikes harishonim. If the maile of a nosui is dark, if you have ishtoi imoi, or afilu, as long as he's nosui, afilu, it's not ishtoi imoi. So that's the machlik, is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi held that even though they married in Bovel and they left their wives and they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's also called a nosui, and a nosui already is mugam from Hirurim. Mashenkein, that's like the Beis Shmuel. And Tosfos held like the Morgan Avraham. The whole letter of Nosui is Davke Ishto Yimoy. So what did you accomplish? He married him Bobble and he went to Eretz Yisrael. That's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Va'oid Kasha. Now Tosfos asks a second Kasha. Achar she Nosui Isha, the whole scenario that Rashi says, at the Bnei Bovel, by them there was an hog of Yisa Isha v'achakach Yilmai Torah. So Rashi says, because they went to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any daigis and some amela, so that was the ideal situation to learn Torah without hero. And there's no tirdis. So Tosfos asks, achashenos Isha haich yeitze chutzlum kaimel ilmai. How is he allowed to leave his wife and family? Now there's obligations over here. What's with his obligations? Rav Yosef was in Eretz Yisrael, and he sent to Bovo Bnei Odom Aboim Mishom Lekam. The Talmid Chachomim were coming from Bovo to Eretz Yisrael. Hey, mekaimim ba'atzman ba'yitnu asayelet b'zoyne v'sayalda mochel b'yayin peyre shetzrichen bono v'bnoisov lehismashkin b'avu m'zoyne yseyim. That means, so we hear a gewaldike criticism on this anhog of the Bnei Bovel. And here Shmuel says, l'chatchila, one should do such a thing. Al kein nire l'rabbeinu tam ipche. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam has a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rabbi Yochanan the Omar Rechayim b'tzavore v'yasek b'toyre. Livnei Bovo diber. He was speaking on the Bnei Bovo. She'ene yochel le'nich ishtoi v'yelech v'yul meitere. Forget, he was telling, Rabbi Yochanan was God of Rosh Hashiv in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see soon how he came to tell the Bnei Bovo what to do. But I'll call upon him. Rabbi Yochanan told the Bnei Bovel that Yilmei Torah v'achkach Yisishim, because he told them, as soon as you get married, you're going back to Bovel, so you have a wife to support, you have to be there, you won't be able to learn anymore. Number one. You can't Einesh Eni Ochel or Niachish to be Yelch v'Yilmei Torah. That's to come to Eretz Yisrael, to learn Torah Eretz Yisrael. V'oit She'eim Aniyim. And there was a big dachkus in Bovel. So Mele, you go to Bovel, you'll be busy all day working. It's very hard to get a panosa there. So after you're married, forget about it. You can shut the gemara ready. The yediyas ha-Torah, you'll have very little. So he told him, listen, you're in Eretz Yisrael now, you're not married. Chaparayim, yilme Torah, v'achakach yiseisha. First learn Torah, and then yiseisha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael told the Bnei Bob. Shmuel was in Babel. He told Levnei Eretz Yisrael, Oma, Shechelim Lilmeid Bimkaima. He told them, you know, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, you can learn, number one, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of yeshivas there. You don't have to leave your family. You can't leave your family. You're obligated to family. You can learn in Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of yeshivas there. Vegam hei mashirim. And in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Ovas Cholav Advash, there was a wealthy mokim over there. There they had panos. In Eretz Yisrael, they had panos. So they had panos. So what's the problem? Your home, you're learning in yeshiva all day. They don't need you to take out the garbage to work. There's everything. There was Hashiris, and in Eretz Yisrael there was Hashiris. You have a ruigin cup. So he told the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Adarabe, so forget, you should get married. You'll be lamed betare. This is the ideal situation. Yisa isha, v'achakach, you'll may teire. Umiyu, so this is what Shmuel told the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel was talking, so we'll see, it's very interesting. Shmuel was in Babel, and he was addressing the Bnei Eretz Yisrael in his yeshiva. And Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was addressing the Bnei Babel. So Rabbi Yochanan told the Bnei Babel, listen, Chaparai now, and then Chaparai now learn, Meret Sheduchim. First, get Yediyas HaTorah, then you go back for Shidduchim, because later, V'chaim B'tzavori V'yasek B'tera, forget about it. And Shmuel told the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Baker, Meret HaShidduch, get married, you'll be Leim B'tera B'tara, you'll be able to learn after the Chasna, you won't even need Tirdis. That's Pshat. Umiyu, now Tosfos says as follows, Ko'omim Shigam Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Hayu yaitzim chutz lemkaimam lebavu. Lil may teire. Now Tosfos says a very interesting idea. There were some bnei bavel. There were some bnei eretz yisrael. Hayu yaitzim chutz lemkaimam lebavu lil may teire. Ela rubam hayu loimdim bimkaimam. And Tosfos has a whole akimtov here. Tosfos has now statistics. Most of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael learned in Eretz Yisrael. 80% of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael learned in Eretz Yisrael. There was 20% that learned in Bavel. Now, that's what Tosfos says. Now, before we go further, Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, we have to come to Tzem Sha'an Tosfos. Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, we could say as follows. Tosfos doesn't say this. Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, we could say like this. Shmuel had Bochim from Eretz Yisrael in his yeshiva. That's what we'll see that Tosfos is going to speak about. The Eretz Yisrael, the Bochim came to Shmuel, they had a yeshiva in Babel, they came to Shmuel. Fine. So we could learn Shah like this. And he told the Bochim, listen, don't stay here too long. Go back. This is only yeshiva for Bochim. So you learn here. But he sent them back when they're 18 already. Shmeine Esrei Lechuppe. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. Yisa Yisha V'acha Kach Yom Teiro B'Teiro B'Tare Teiro Eretz. That's he was talking to the Bochim. Rabbi Yochanan was also talking to the Bochim. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to the Bavel Dike Bochim. He said, Bochim, don't get married at 18. You stay here till you get married, you're finished. you can't leave your families, and then there's no, you finish learning. After you get married in bubble, after the marriage, there's nothing, not too much to talk about. That's how we could learn Pshat. Then it would be Shalom al Yisrael. Taisvis, for some reason, tells us the story was not like that. 80% of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael learned in Eretz Yisrael. 20% of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael went to Bavel. Now, so we're talking about L'chaire, if we're talking about Bochrim, so why do you say 80%, 20%? Bochrim went to Bavel, and he told them, Yisisha, the Eretz Yisrael, the Bochrim came to Bavel. He told them, listen, after 18, go back home. This is not a yeshiva for younger life. This is not a kailo, not for Eretz Yisrael, the younger life for sure. And so go back. That would be good. Taisvis doesn't have to say it. So Taisvis seems to say that there were younger light, and also there were younger light also that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And Shmuel told these Eretz Yisrael to the younger light, Yisa Isha va'achakach Yilmeteire. He told Eretz Yisrael, he told them Yisa Isha va'achakach Yilmeteire. So Kan Shail Aben, what is Pshat in this? What is Pshat in this? He's telling the Eretz Yisrael that Yisa Isha va'achakach Yilmeteire. I'm open for younger light also. No, so what's going to be with Hira? What's going to be with Hira? I mean, what the Taisus holds that they're away from home, this Hira. Now, there's a Marsha on this Taisus which I don't understand, but Mir Dachsech, that Pshat and Taisus is beautiful. Pshat and Taisus is like this. Shmuel, Omar, Reb Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Haloche. That means Shmuel was paskeling for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He told the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Hezach zu Yisa Isha v'achkach Yilmeitai. And this he was telling the Bochrim. Others came back, others didn't come back. But he said, that's the true Anoge. So what is he accomplishing? So he's accomplishing Meitabek. He's saying like this, those Bochrim who are going to remain in Eretz Yisrael, Tachman Mishmeiradik. So they have there's no hero, it's Ishtam Imoem, there's no Tirdis, they're the wealthy there. So it's Gewaltig. So he told them, Yisa Isha. Now, but what about the 20% that would come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? So Dachsmid is the Pasha to Cheshbin. So what should he tell them? So let's see like this. The 20% that come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Tirdes they don't have, because in Eretz Yisrael, they're wealthy, there's maids there, there's no problem. They're well taken care of in Eretz Yisrael. Till this he won't have. So what will be? He won't have the maila of Hira. He won't be nitzel min Hira. His wife is in Eretz Yisrael. So what should I tell him? Yilmei Torah v'achakach Yisisha. And that he also won't have. If he'll learn the Hira, we can't. If he wants to learn the Maya Yeshiva, it's fafalim. So that means if he wants to come from Eretz Yisrael to my yeshiva, so Hiro, if he'll Yilmei Torah, there'll be Hiro. If he'll Yisa Isha, there'll be Hiro. If a can't get married, then you can be Mekayim Periv Arivia, you could get Yediyas HaTorah. So therefore, for all the Eretz Yisrael, Dike, whatever you decide to do after the Chasna, I'm telling you, get married first. You have everything to gain from marriage and nothing to lose. You don't have any tirdes, so get married. If you'll remain in Eretz Yisrael, so you're learning Torah b'tare. If you're not remaining in Eretz Yisrael, so whatever you do, you won't have this tare. So memela, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. That's what Shmuel told. He gave a chabura for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Now they were all bochrim, but only before they left, he told them, Rebbe, what should we do? I want to get an invitation from you the next month. That I hear that you became a chosen. That's what you should do. That was his hadrochim. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. he was talking to the Bnei Babel. He told the Bnei Babel, "In Bizonish Redden Ben Shiduchim till 2 years. Till you finish us, and then you'll hear about Shiduchim. You'll make Torah v'achakar. Once you're finished, you're out of learning already." So Yochanan told the Bnei Babel, "You shouldn't hear from Shiduchim till you got a Yediyas HaTorah." L'chayre, that's Pshat and Tosfos. Now, the ain taimer. So Tosfos says, it's not a taimim Shmuel Shahoy, so but it's a very modern maise that Shmuel was talking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan was talking to the Bnei Babel. Ve'in taimim Shmuel Shahoy Mibnei Babel, the Moiral of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shahoy Lefon of Tamid, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shem Medabalem. Rabbi Yochanan Afa Bishoy Meretz Yisrael, Medabal, Tamid, Shalafon of Mibabel. That's no problem. The yeshivas Ed Bachem from all over. Was an international yeshiva. Now, Agav Uche, there's a Taisvus in Shabbos, and there's a Merdeke Tshuvas Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that he brings a life from Taisvus in Shabbos. The Nahapachu. Als Bochem, there was a hiddur to leave home. If a Bochem is home, so whatever something has to be done, so he's around, he'll do it. But Dafka al Zbocha they left. They shouldn't have the Tir de Sabayis. So Memele, and Zok Teilekich Sam Sefer, we find Yaakov Avinu, he had a Moiridike father, Yitzhak Avinu. So, you should learn with your father. He sent him to Shem Ve'eva. Why Shem Ve'eva? You have a father. Rabbeinu HaKadosh at a yeshiva with Kol Gedoyle Yisrael were there. Rav Shimon, his son Rav Shimon, he sent away. You learn better away from home. That was before you married, so Memele Fakert. So there was no Shiloh whatsoever. So it's not Kasha. Why Shmuel was dashing to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yechon was dashing to the Bnei Bovel. Not the Shmuel was a Gevaldik Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yechon was a Gevaldik Rosh Yeshiva. But the Talmidim Fakert, there was an Indian talk about, that's what they says about Sefer Shabbos. They went Bidavke to another yeshiva, out of town yeshiva to learn better. Yeah. V'chein Watzina, so Taisa says, you see, it's a Psadechik, you'll tell me, it's a Psadechik, that Shmuel, I mean, that according to Rabbi Natam, Shmuel is talking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechon is speaking to Bnei Bovel, V'chein Watzina per Kama de Shabbos. We find per Kama de Shabbos. Gabi aim may aim osai ascholas achila. There's halachas that when one started eating, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik already for tefillah, for ma'ariv. If he started eating already, when is it called he started eating? Is Rav Omar mishayita al yodov? When he washed his hands to eat, that's already. He started eating already, finished, we eat. Rav Chanina Omar mishayata chaguloi. And we'll see soon in Taisus in Bavel, they had a very tight and complicated gantel belt. And it was a whole avoid to take it off. It was a very complicated belt. And when they wanted to eat, in order to ensure that they should be able to eat properly, they had to take off the belt. But it was a 10-minute affair to take off the belt. So Memele, so Rav Chanina said, Mishayater Chaguroi, he took off his belt 10 minutes, and then now he's ready. You know, he didn't have a Meirev yet. Please, I'm ready. I'm eating already. Mishayater Chaguroi. So by the Bnei Bovel, Mishayat, that's called already. He started eating already. We don't thus. Mafarish also. So the Gemara says. So we hear there Amachloikis, Rav and Rav Chanina. When's called as Cholos Achila? Now, we just have to know two Yiddish. Rav was in Bavel, Rav Chanina was in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, there's no machlokes. Halom v'halohu. For the Bnei Bavel, then it's Mashiach HaGurei, because the Bnei Bavel had these difficult belts that were difficult to untie. So by them, Ascholos Achila is Mashiach HaGurei. For the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have this belt problem, so Mishayito Yod of Venice has Cholos Achila. Val Kochach, Rabbi Chanina. So who was the one that said Mishayata Chagure Rabbi Chanina? Val Kochach, Rabbi Chanina, Avo Gav Shoy Meretz Yisrael. So how did he say Mishayata Chagure? Ho Yimedabel et Tamidim Shalafon of Mi Bavel. כדמרין נעשם, הני חברים בבלוי, כיוון די שורים המניו, they took off the belt, but he לא מטרלו, they won't be מטריך, to put it back on again. משמה, די בני בובה, לא ירגילים בתורס חגור. So Taisa says, so don't look at the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a psalmodin, a pshat, each Rosh Hashiva is talking to the Talmidim from a different Medina. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos is easy to say like that. That Rav Hanina was talking to the Bnei Bovel, and Rav was talking to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So, Shalom al Yisrael. Umi Yukosh. Vahod Oma Per Keitzad Bevolchim. The Koma Rav Chizde. Now, Rav Chizde was in Bovel. Rav Yechina was in Eretz Yisrael. The Koma Rav Chizde, you make a brocha al ha'oretz val peiroi seho. That's what Rav Chizde said. Rabbi Yochanan Omar al ha'oretz v'al ha'peres. What in the Maise? Rabbi Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael, said ha'oretz v'al ha'peres. Rav Chizde was from Bolu, said ha'oretz v'al peres. Uporich ha'lod de Rav Chizde. So the Gemara asked Rav Chizde, inu ochli ba'anan mevorch. I understand you. In Eretz Yisrael, they eat the peres, so therefore we should make al ha'oretz v'al peres. We're in Babel. In Babel, you don't eat the Eretz Yisrael, the peres. Und mich an die Epoch, so the Gemara says, no, it's a Greis over here, Punkt verkehrt. Rav Chizde said, al Oretz, al Aperes, because he's in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Babel, I'm sorry, it's al Oretz, al Aperes. Rav Yechon said, al Oretz, al Aperes, finish, Shalom al Yisrael. Frek Toisves, u Maikushe, what's the whole problem? The Gemara says, asking Gakashe, Rav Chizde, how could he say, al Oretz, al Aperes, he's a Babel dicker. Dilma Rav Chizde shoy me bovo me dabal et tamid av shay lefon am Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Yoich le bnei bovo kamay bachol duchte. I don't understand factor this. All of a sudden the Gemara Baruch Hashem is a problem. In our Gemara, as we say, there was a special chabura for bnei Eretz Yisrael. And the bovo de ke Rosh Hashivi used to give them vaden and chaburas. And he told them what to do. How to when to marry, how to learn a ganze zach. And they told them also on the Masech de Shabbos. And all of a sudden here, the Gemara Sakasha, how could he tell us to meet the Lord of Perisel? He's in Babel. In Eretz Yisrael, he's telling the Bnei, the Tamid, in Eretz Yisrael. How are you supposed to, what bracha are you supposed to make? The Yeshloima, so Taisa says, the Kimlu, the Lehavi, Boise, Shah, Talmidei, the Rav Chizde, mit Talmidei Eretz Yisrael. Hamur Adike, Chazal knew, that year there was no registration from Eretz Yisrael, the Kibachem in Babel. The Gemara is the Kasha by Rav Chizde. We were talking about, we were in Babel. The Gemara was in Babel. So my Kasha Rav Chizde, he learned brachas this year, and this year there was no one from Eretz Yisrael came this year. Everyone remained in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is Rav Chizde. So what's the shot? Halor it's all Perisel, because in Eretz Yisrael they eat Perisel to Sos. We should say Halor it's all Perisel. That's one Peretz. And a Kimte. Umiyu nire la'abitzot. Tamid the kaitz and mevorchim like koshemid. You don't have to say a kintes. You don't say tavutzim. The kasha doesn't begin. The shani inyan achila ubroches. When we're talking about eating and making broches, the dinu lechol adam shevoich lefi aminik shel mokim shusham afilu loyhoyam ayoy say mokim. So that's the chmir. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying as follows. Bishloime. In our Gemara, we're speaking about, you have Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They're here for Chmeisa, that they were learning in the yeshiva. So Shmuel is talking to them, Chmeisa, you're going to get married, it's your marriageable age. Let me tell you, the correct anhoge is Yisa Isha v'achekach yilmatoich. He's telling them what to do. They have to know what to do. They're Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go back. When a Ben Bovel came to Eretz Yisrael, so he brought his Bovel Dike Levush. He had a chagur, he had a complicated chagur. He dressed like a Bovel Dike when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't change his Levush. So Memela, when we're talking to the Bnei Bovel in Eretz Yisrael, we're telling them, so when it's called Ascholos Achila, so on the Vata, the Bnei Bovel, we talk about when you, Amata, the Chagur, we're talking that they have their Chagur in Eretz Yisrael also. So past that you have a
group of Talmidim which have different halachas. So if you're speaking to them, you speak Bavaldik halachas. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, but if you have Talmidim from Bavel, that are you have Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael which are now in Bavel, what food are they eating? They're getting shipments from Eretz Yisrael, Peres Eretz Yisrael, Mechtiketag. Then Bavel, they're eating Bavaldik food. Eat bubble dicker food, you make bubble dicker brachas. That's the one. I'm telling them, we're talking about now, ruchas brachas, what to do now. All the other halachas, I tell a bubble dicker, mishayatach haguray, it's called as chavos haschila, because I have to tell him what he should do as a bubble dicker. But it comes to achila and brachas, there's no difference where he comes from. When he's in bubble, he eats bubble dicker fruit. Memeli makes bubble dicker brachas. So now is the Gemara's kasha. Miu nira lavitzah d'mei d'keitzah mevochim l'ikosha midi. D'shan inyin achila u'brochis. D'dinu l'chol odim shivach l'fi yaminik shalamokim. They're the broche and is what he's eating. Shuhu sham. Afilu lehoyu miyo yisei mokim. But what's getting around that he's from Eretz Yisrael? But he's not eating Eretz Yisrael dike food. He's eating bubble dike food. Lachim itam a Gemara. Alibi d'av chizah shoy mi bubble. V'lam mevochim ha-peir yisrael. The mash mahein of Peres shall Eretz Yisrael. How do you make a brach on Peres Eretz Yisrael? We're in bubble now. That's Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mishtabach lei l'Rav Chisde l'Rav Hune b'Rav Hamnune the Odom Godol. Rav Chisde was praising Rav Hamnune to Rav Hune. He was telling him Rav Hamnune is He says, when he comes to visit you, Anadam Godel, please, so bring him to me. I'd like to meet him. So he noticed there was not a suda over his head. So he asked him, my time aloy prisa sudra, why aren't you wearing a sudra? He asked him a blunt question, but chad, another godl, where's your sudra? I'm aloy delay the sibna. I'm not married. So I'm not married, I don't have a sudra. Hadrino la ape mine. So he turned around. I'm aloy chazid loy chazis lo la ape adenosvis. You should look at me, you should come and visit me till you get married. So the Gemara says, "L'rafuna l'taime, the Oma ben Esrim Shana b'leinose isha kol yomav ba'avere." So the Gemara says, "Ba'avere is al kedaitach aleim kol yomav be'ira avere." So memele. So that is why Yeratayna and Rav Hamnune. That means Yeratayna Rav Hamnune. The Marsha says, "Apsamur dikizach." I mean, what pshat? Like Chosis Lula Api, so the Marsha says that Osel is tackled with Nei Rosha. You're Neva Avere. You don't come to me. Fine. The Makna asks on the Marsha, so what's Chazid Lula Chosis Lula Api? You shouldn't look at Nei Rosha. Osel is tackled with Nei Rosha. Don't look at him. He told him, you don't look at me. So it could very well be if a Rosha looks at a person that also hears a piss as a... So it could be that his pshat, he was afraid that he'll be mazik him. That if Rav Hamnuna will look at him and he's a Rosha, so the Riya of Rav Hamnuna could be detrimental to Rav Hune. Let us see Rashi. Chazi Rapuna Rav Hamnun leporis sudra kedarcha nesuyim shei regilim lachasa isroisha. Now I'd like to say over a very interesting machloikis between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yankev Emden. Magen Avraham and Simen Ches Sifkot and Gimel brings a raya from our Gemara that the minig is that a person who as yet did not get married does not put a talus over his head. Raya from our Gemara. Even he's a Talmud Chochem. A raya from Gemara Kedushin Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Then he goes a step further. If a person is not a Talmud Chochem, Zafila is married, he also doesn't put a talus over his head. Because the Gemara says, Av Kahane was a Gavre Rabbe, Iboi Lei Sutra Areshe. Av Kahane needed a Sutra Areshe, but I say it's not a Gavre Rabbe, he don't have a Sutra Areshe. So, that's what the Magen Avraham says. And Rabbi Yain, so, I saw Ma'asav Kolam and Machnes, he asks on the Magen Avraham. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, the Magen Avraham put together two different entities. There's an inyan of a Suda. He says, you know what a Suda was? A Suda was a tire that one covered his hat. That means the Tznuim and the Gedolim had two coverings. They had a kapel, and then they put a Suda over that. That was a Suda, was a priest of Suda al Reisha. Just like there's an inyan of Ituf Talis over Begodov, there's an inyan of priest of Suda over Reisha. And it seems, and this was Dafke the and that is true, only the Tamid HaChamim wore the Suda, Sayyid Hashem Lireya, and only the Talmid Chachamim and a Talmud Chochem that wasn't Nosui did not do it. Did not, this showed something. This means of attire to wear a Suda over Kaiva Roishoi, that was just Adohei ben Amench did this. That's what it says in our Gemara. He says, who's talking about a talus? He says, a talus, I mean, the Magdabam says, two Meirah de Kechidush, a talus is something else. A talus, it says, Amboch is to put a talus over his head when he davens. Why not? That's a covered of tefillah. You should have a talus over your head. And Shechonot says a talus. The Shechonot mentioned the chiluk between anosi. And that you don't have to be a Talmud Chochem, not all Namoretz also. So he's chaylik on the Magen Avraham. He says he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham's raya from our Gemara. Yeah. Agavuche, the Zamoradik and Meiri, the Meiri said, what's this shear of till 20 years old? After 20, he's called Yom of Baveir. What's this? What's Behira Abeir? What's this shear of 20 years old? So the Meiri says, Zamoradik is Ach. That means we'll see the gather of Hiro starts earlier. But if from 14, from 16, it starts earlier. But if it has been embedded in the person, so if he gets married before 20, so the marriage will alleviate this nesoyin. If he gets married after 20 already, he's a lost case. That's what Ravun held already. That means that nesoyin will not be able to take away the damage that he was shakua and hira rabeira this whole time. Omar Rove Vechentone de Rabbi Yishmael, Adchav Shona Yoshua Kodush Bochu, Metzapel Odom, Mosa Yiso Isha, Kivin Shigia Chof, Vloy Nosa Oima, Tipach Atzmoisa. Omar Rav, also there's a Shia of 20. Omar Rav Chizde, Haida Adifne Mechavloy. Rav Chizde says, you know why I'm better than my Chaverim? The Nesivne Beshitza. I got married when I was 16, so Memela, I didn't have too many problems with my Yetzirah. We have a Nesivne Bar Beisa. If I got married when I was 14, have a Mina Lesotten Gire Beina. Then I could fight with the Sotten with the Yetzirah. Then I wouldn't be scared of him at all. That means I could have. So the Mepharshim say, Mera de Kezach. What's the Indian 14? 14 means Tchilas Yudalot. After Bar Mitzvah. So the Yetzer Hara, till the Bar Mitzvah, he has a he has an easy path. He doesn't have no competition. There's only a Yetzer Hara, no Yetzer Tov. So he doesn't exert himself too much. He's because there's not too much of a Muhammad there. So Mimela, when it becomes Bar Mitzvah, then there's a Yetzer Tov. Then the Muhammad really starts. Then he starts flexing his muscles. So the Giri HaYetzer starts after the Bar Mitzvah. That's when the Yetzer starts. That's why we find, others say that we find the Ben Tzair HaMoir is right after the Bar Mitzvah. The first 6 months are very crucial months. That's the first time he flexes his muscles, the Yetzer. When he gets, says Ben Chomish Eschei le Talmud. So it could be, others want to say, the Lukuti Bas Lukuti wants to say, that the Gemara says, by the Yetzer Hara, Mizgare, he says, Oizev, Esaumes Mizgare be Yisrael, and by Yisrael's Mizgare be Talmidei Chachamim. So when Ben Chomish Esrei le Talmud, so that's when the Yetzer Hara really starts fighting with him. So that's this Cheshbin of Shitzel. That means it could be if Tovu Lein Chamesh Esrei means Seif Chamesh Esrei, so then will be so soon as he Shitzel is a Tchilas Shitzel, then he got married, because then you have a greater Giri of the Yetzer Hara. Amar Lei Ravel Rav Nosson Barami, Nu Halachana Adi Yotcha. Oh, what does Rashi say? Avimin elei l'sotnu gira b'einecha. Klema yisi mizgara boi. B'sotnu yeitzer haro. B'lo yiro sheyachti eini. I have no fear. It'll make me do a chet. Because I was married by Rav el Rav Nosson. Rav told Rav Nosson Barami, Adi yodcho al tzavi debrech. Kozman, your hand is on the neck of your son. Mishitza v'ad eschem v'tarti, from 16 till 22. We'll see exactly what it's speaking about. So v'amri lo mitmani sari v'ad eschem v'abo, or from 18 to 24. These are when one has control over the sun. What does Rashi say? Ad yodach al tzav avore debrech, v'oid yodcha tekifa al bincha, Kaidim Sheyagdu, before he grows up, he won't listen to you. He see Aisha. So make sure when he's still under your control, make sure he gets married. Mishitza Shnin Higi is man lichnois. That's man when you start thinking of getting married. Don't schlep it off to after 22. And then the other lashon holds from 18, Shmeneser Lechupe, to 24. That's one mahalach. The second mahalach Rashi says, lashon acher, adiyodach al tzavrei debreich, bisho shoid yodcha takifa olov. When you still have control over him, habizoyer lelamdei teichocheis, you should give him Musa. I'm not talking about marriage over here. We're talking about Musa. When is this man that he'll listen to you? Mishitza v'ad esrim v'tartin. From 16 to 22. Botzer mishitza, if he's less than 16, ein baidas lekabo treichoches kolkach. He can't appreciate your Musa, your nagging him. He doesn't register by him. Therefore, about tachped yisurim v'teichoches, so don't do different types of ishtadlis that he should listen to you. V'yoyisem ha'esrim v'taltin yeshlocho shlayivat. More than 22, there's nothing what to talk about. To rebel against you. V'zeiko, this is the emes of Shah. So the Gemara says, "Kitana." So we're not speaking about we left the year of marriages, and we're talking now about this man chinuch of teichoche. Kitanoi. So the Gemara says, "This is a machlokes tanoi."
חנויך לנער על פי דרכי, רב יהודה ורב נחמיה, חד אומר משיצה ועד עשרים ותרתן, חד אומר מתמני סורי ועד עשרים וארבע. זאת רשי, על פי דרכי, דרך שכל יום אוב ימסנאיק בוי, חנויך לוי בנערוסוי. תמיד חנויך לנער, ישבי מחנכם בזמן נערס, על פי דרכוי, that this should be a heroes derech for him, kol yomov. Now we have a machloikis, what zman this is, if this is from 16 to 22, for 18 to 24.